This is White House Report Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Mission Network News, what began as an activity restriction in South Korea is turning into an assault on religious freedom. In early June, police stopped Voice of the Martyrs Korea from sending Bibles across the border to North Korea. Today, the ministry and its co-founder Eric Foley face criminal investigations. Balloon launching has been difficult every year since we began in 2005. However, for the first time, there is a large-scale effort to declare balloon launching illegal, Foley explains, on the heels of false accusations levied at VOM Korea. Police began investigating its NGO status earlier this week. While nerve-wracking, the search brought good news. We have a long history of financial transparency, so we welcome that investigation, and we supplied all of the documentation they, the investigators, requested, Foley says. They told us they've done quite a large amount of investigating prior to coming in, and they had not seen anything that would justify revoking our NGO status. According to Mission Network News, Keys for Kids Teen Devotional tackles tough topics through multiple genres and a gospel lens. Unlocked was born when camp directors reached out to Keys for Kids Ministries and asked for a resource for teen campers. An editorial assistant at the time, Candy Zeller, helped shape what the new devotional would be. This month, Unlocked celebrates its first anniversary. Now the Unlocked editor, Zeller, describes the vision behind the devotional. It is a daily teen devotional that is sort of like Keys for Kids, but instead of just having the stories every day, we have different genres every day. So you might have sci-fi fantasy, you might have poetry, you might have an essay, and all of those daily devotions connects back to the gospel. How does Jesus and what he did affect the topic we're talking about? Unlocked doesn't shy away from tough topics such as sexuality, mental health, and grief. Zeller says, "Our whole mindset is that we will address any topic because the gospel addresses everything, because we're keeping it scripture rooted and centered on Jesus' life, death, and resurrection that gave us a framework to work into these conversations because they're so important." According to Assist News, according to Christian Solidarity Worldwide, the Ecclesiar Yanwe Wa, a Nigerian EYN Church of the Brethren in Nigeria, has reported that Boko Haram terrorists carried out over 50 different attacks on different communities between the end of 2019 to June 2020, most of which were unreported or underreported by both the print and electronic media. In a statement read out on July 2nd by EYN National President Reverend Joel Bili during a press conference in Yola, Adamawa, the church also revealed that over 700,000 church members have been displaced, 8 pastors and over 8,370 lay people have been killed, and an unknown number of people have been abducted by the terrorist factions. Only 7 out of 60 district churches' councils were not directly affected by the insurgency. CSW reports that the EYN is the largest Christian denomination in northeastern Nigeria, where the Boko Haram factions operate. Consequently, it is the denomination most impacted by terrorist violence. 217 of the 276 schoolgirls abducted from their school in Chibok in April 2014 are EYN members, and over 300 of the denomination's 586 churches have been either burnt or destroyed, with uncountable numbers of houses belonging to our members looted or burnt. According to Mission Network News, John Pudiate of Bibles for the World mentions another. With COVID-19 having swept across this region from China out to the neighboring countries, we just see a hunger to know the truth, a hunger for hope, Pudiate says. Above all else, there's hunger for healing that is found only in God's Word. Together with its in-country partners, Bibles for the World is working on a new initiative to meet this growing demand for Bibles. Bibles for the World's Harvest in Asia campaign aims to flood Southeast Asia with the gospel. Building on its historical base in India, Bibles for the World has expanded into surrounding countries in recent years. Beginning in Vietnam, Pudiate and his team will assemble a network of churches and ministries to start Bible distribution planning. We're looking forward, if God allows, and as things open up post-COVID-19, that we will be there later this year, Pudiate says. According to Christian Post, Christian families in India have been forced to flee their homes following a series of mob attacks against a Christian prayer house and threats that if they didn't leave the village, they would be raped and murdered. Christian Solidarity Worldwide, a United Kingdom-based human rights group that works in over 20 countries, is decrying the mistreatment of a small Christian community in the Dasmora village of the Asamgarh district in the Uttar Pradesh state. The mob also reportedly threatened to burn down the prayer house if the Christians didn't leave the village. According to the reports, Gupta was dragged to a local temple shrine last Friday in order to bow before an idol. Then on Saturday, another mob was said to have torn down the walls of the prayer house and destroyed the windows and doors. Also, the mob is said to have destroyed a motorcycle. After Saturday's attack, the Christian community notified police, CSW reports. In response, the police reportedly arrested men connected with the mob attack, according to a local source that spoke with CSW. The men were later released. According to Mission Network News, but if you're like most of the world, you already know all of that. What you might not know is that a new law in Iran could prevent the church from spreading the gospel online. And you won't be alone. Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran says the law has flown under the radar even for local Iranians. Iran is accusing our ministries and others of introducing deviant psychological manipulation or propaganda contrary to Islam, whether in real or virtual space. They are now labeled as sects and punishable with imprisonment, flogging, fines, or even death sentence. What's surprising, Ansari says, is how many people don't know about the new law. It's not like this is out of nowhere. A pattern of persecution has existed in Iran for some time now. This did not happen overnight. Many people believe that this kind of amendment was part of a greater plan that was put in place by the Iranian supreme leader and his team. According to Mission Network News, I'm already a Christian. This is the response Christians in partnership with Slavic Gospel Association often hear when they share the gospel with families in the former Soviet Union. Eric Marx says many Russians consider themselves to be Christians, especially as part of the Russian Orthodox Church, the largest denomination in the country. They call themselves Christians because they are themselves Russian. It is very similar to what we've seen in America, where close to 70% of Americans call themselves Christian. And it isn't just a cultural version of Christianity that can make it difficult to share the gospel. Marx says we are in Central Asia and parts of Russia, where Islam is held to as almost as a cultural norm. When you're in countries like Tajikistan, is 99% Muslim. But if you talk to the believers, maybe 850 of them among 6.5 million Muslims, they will tell you that most people are what they call folk Muslims. They call themselves Islamic only in a nationalistic sense. In these situations, even following Jesus can be seen by neighbors as a betrayal of one's country. Mark says many Muslims are coming to faith in these countries despite the risk and loss of community. Pray that the church will grow in these countries and that the hope of Jesus Christ would replace religious nationalism. You can read these stories and more at WhiteHouseReport.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you.